you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood,
King of Crack,
the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud,
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Last week, we had a big jam up of calls in the second half of the show. Couldn't get everybody on, so it's a good idea. If you want to give us a call, try to get the call in as early as possible. The number here is 312-332-3776. Once again, last week, all the winner has to do is contact Vince at ercdelivery.com. Vince isn't with us this week, by the way, but if you contact Vince at ercdelivery.com, if I announce you as the winner at the end of the show, just send him an email and he will have ERC Delivery deliver it free of charge right to your door. And we're adding a third box this week to the prize package. It is a box of 2014 Topps Chrome Hobby Baseball, a box of 2014 Panini Certified Football, and I'm adding a box of 2014 Topps Prime Football. So it's a great prize package, over $200 worth of boxes. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. If I sound winded a little bit today, Bill, it's because I had to finish the Chicago Marathon in a half hour before the show, all 26 miles.
There you go.
No, actually, it's just getting ready to start down here in Chicago today. 45,000 people are supposed to be starting in the marathon, and 40,000 they predict will finish. So good luck to everybody in the marathon. I think they're running right by the station here, Bill, so it should be interesting. When I leave the show, I'll wave to everybody, and my marathon is walking back to the hotel. We stayed at a hotel.
My daughter is good friends with the two-time champion, and I think she's won that twice in a row. She's Tatiana McFadden. She is in the, I don't know, they call it the wheelchair Olympics or the...
Okay.
Or, you know, and she's won the Boston Marathon, the New York Marathon, the Chicago Marathon, the London Marathon, eight-time champion.
Wow, that's cool. Where did your daughter meet her?
In school. She's from my hometown in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, very cool. Wow, that's something. I saw a few of the marathoners like in the elevator and this morning and last night, and a lot of them say that what they like about the Chicago Marathon, it's flat. Like some, I guess Philly has a lot of hills. A lot of the other marathons have a lot of hills. That's the last thing you really want to be doing when you're into the last couple miles of marathon and running up a hill. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Now your Orioles are struggling with Country Breakfast and the Royals, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Country Breakfast is Mr. Clutch in there. And yeah, those are tough games, but they're not out of it. Teams can come beat from two games behind. The Royals are just, they're on fire. I mean, you know, we were going over their defense at T-Crown. They have a great defensive team. Virtually at every position, they have a guy who could be considered as a gold glover, a great bullpen, you know, clutch hitting. That's tough to beat when you have that. So they're not easy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess they can come back from 2-0, but God, 2-0. Losing them both at home is tough to come back to.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, the Huggins and Scott October auction ended this week. Some really good prices on a lot of items. Here was an item that I didn't even notice until right towards the end. You had Wilt Chamberlain rookie card graded SGC 88, which is an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, finished at the final bid was actually not including buyer's premium, $2,750. That's still holding strong.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice-looking card. Everybody liked that the card was just well-centered, which you rarely ever see, though.
Right. I've had a couple in at T-Crown over the years, and they usually are, like, way off-center. So, yeah, you're right about that. And that those registry sets, the 1956 Topps baseball set, all PSA graded, I think it's 340 cards on that set. It was number 39 on the registry with a 7.206 average, final bid, 16 grand. Not bad at all for that.
No, I think everybody was happy with that. We're over at the show in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. And when I got here Friday, after being up for the thing Thursday night, everybody's saying, "Oh, you know, I don't know who wins this stuff in your auction, but I can't win anything."
Yeah, right. That 55 Topps All-America football set, just 100 cards, almost the exact overall grade. It was all PSA graded, 7.266. Average grade number 27 on the registry, 6 grand that went for. Do you get a lot of guys at the shows now? Or are they talking about picking stuff up to make their sets move up on the registry? Are you hearing? That seems like that's gotten really big the last few years.
Oh yeah, no, you. I mean, just two or three cards can sometimes move you up two or three places on the list. You know.
Yeah, right.
A lot of those things. That usually the number one set is out of reach, you know, on most of those. But once you get down into the, you know, the after the first two or three sets, the difference on a lot of those things is two or three cards, you know.
Now, are you seeing guys even in going into the 80s and trying to get, like, all PSA 10s? Or where does it look to you that it stops? Mid-70s, late 70s?
No, early 80s is getting hot right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. That if you can still pick up 10s and 9s and, you know, in a reasonable price, you could get a really high-graded set.
Well, what you've got, really, and it always leads back. My partner John Scott told me this one time. You can tell when people collect cards, it's 20 years after they started collecting them. So when they're 30 years old or something, and you got the guys now who collected cards in the early 80s, when they were 8 and 10 years old, now they're in their 30s and 40s, and they have money.
Yeah, right.
So they go back and they get the cards they had when they were a kid, which just happened to be the early 80s.
You know, the one thing about the early 80s that is tough, it would be tough to send. You'd have to be really good at looking those cards over before you send them in to get graded. Because if you're sending in early 80s common cards and getting 7s and 8s, you're kind of losing your butt on that.
Oh, you're almost losing your money on 9s.
Yeah, right. So
you really need 10s on those.
Yeah, if you're sending in that stuff, you better be really good and at least get a pretty good portion of 10s. You better be really good checking it over. You got to check corners, edges, surface, and centering. They all have to be perfect on that type of stuff. Now, you can be, if you go back into the 50s, you can still get some of that stuff graded, and especially in the big Hall of Famers, and or the high number short prints, too. Man, some of that stuff in high grade can go for a fortune.
Yeah, I'll tell you, everybody was really stunned. We had a bunch of 78, 77 groups of 10 sets, I believe, and some big hordes of 78s that, this one guy said to me, I didn't know he had done the math on this, but it was like 10 or 20,000 78s, all from vending. He said, "Bill, you averaged 36 cents a card."
Wow.
Which on 78s is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. That really is. It looks like it is starting to filter into that. Now, that's good for people who've been sitting on cards for years thinking they're not going to be valuable. At least there is a little bit of light there at the end of the tunnel. We've got quite a few people waiting here already. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi couldn't make it this week, but he's usually here with us. And every week we take your questions about the value of your collectibles, or you can just call to brag about an item, get in a drawing. It's three boxes of cards worth over $200 this week. So let's get right to Jeff from Oak Forest. What do you have there, Jeff?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, do you know what? I got a question. I got a Winter Classic jersey, and it's signed. I personally got it signed by the whole team from the 2010 Blackhawks, including the coach.
Oh, now that's nice. So how many total signatures do you have?
I want to say there's about 20.
Nice. And you got all the big names on there.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice. I'm thinking that's, let's see. You know, I would think if at a store in Chicago, you'd have to have that over a grand, actually, because there's not a ton of them around. And if it's all authenticated and everything, I think that you got to be over a grand. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a local guy asking like $1,900 on one of those. Now, that's asking. I don't know what they might actually sell for, but that's a really good item. Boy, the Blackhawks look really good. They look like they're going to have another really good year this year, so they're really fun to watch. Dale from, is it Beach Park, Dale?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up? Where's Beach Park?
It's right up by the state line, just past Waukegan, between Waukegan and Zion.
Okay, that's one I've never heard of. Okay, so what do you have?
I have a football that's signed by Jerry Rice and Steve Young.
I like that combo. Now, like we've said in the past, if you're going to have more than one guy on a football, you want to have it where they really are connected. There's probably more of a connection between Rice and Montana than there is to Rice and Young, but meanwhile, that was a great connection. So, now, Bill, would you recommend trying to get Montana on that ball also?
If he could? I don't know that would be the worst ball I've ever seen if you got Montana on it as well, Dale. We sell have sold Rice Young and Rice Montana balls. They're in the 300 to 500 range.
Yeah, good ball. Did you get those signed in person?
My sister had it laying in her house, and I asked her about it, and she said, "I said whose names are on it?" She didn't know, so she grabbed a couple of pieces of paper that were with it and said, "Here," and they're the authentication sheets that came with it. She says, "Here, you can have it."
Wow.
So I took it.
Boy, yeah, that's like, 50 years ago. I don't know who they are. Oh, it looks like it's Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Not bad,
well,
Dale.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Joe from Melrose Park's on the line. What's new, Joe? What do you have?
I got a 1947 game-worn football jersey in the first Rose Bowl when Illinois played UCLA.
Okay.
My father's jersey was an All-American, plus a 1946 East-West Shriner game jersey.
Wow. So what was your father? Did he play?
Yeah, he was a captain, and he was All-American there at Illinois.
Wow, very nice. So this is his game-worn jersey.
Yeah. I like his copy of Prince Vanilla. Yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Bill Huggins?
Well, does it have numbers on it? Does it have all the tags?
Oh, yeah, number 56.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Gosh, Joe, I haven't sold many of those over the years, but I would venture to say this thing's got to be several thousand dollars in the right venue.
Yeah. Now, like, let's say you were going to, just as a letter from Joe, let's say you were going to auction that for Joe. What does he need as the most proof possible that it's actually his dad's jersey? I mean, he's got tags, he's got the names. Do you have guys that would look that over, or what?
Well, there is no real way a photo match would be obviously the very best thing if there's a picture of anybody has in the family of him actually wearing that jersey with his
in a game, yeah.
With everything. That would be gigantic as far as provenance goes with the items.
Yeah. And coming from the Sun and all the records, that sure doesn't hurt. That's really neat, Joe. So is that something that's just going to be passed along through your generations of your family?
Well, we were thinking about selling it.
Are you really? Well, Bill, are you interested in it?
Joe, yes. I'd be very interested in discussing this with you, revisiting this. If you want to give me a call during the week in my office, that'd be terrific. If you got a pen, I'll give you the number real quick.
Okay, what is it?
It's 301-608-0355.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, right, Joe. That sounds like a great item. If you want to send me a picture, you know, we can put it up on so the listeners can see it too. That's a great item, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great. Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away three boxes of cards this week worth over $200. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. You get in the drawing. Also, you can tweet me an item. At T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Send a picture, tweet it, and if I use it on the show, you get in the drawing with that. We have a few on there from during the week. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is November 3rd. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Thank you for helping us become Chicagoland's number one mortgage lender. We're number one for a reason. We save our clients more money. If your current mortgage rate is not in the threes, or if you're buying a home, call me directly. 773-770-4727. That's 770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans, LLC, 1700 West Cortland, Chicago, Illinois, 60622, and MLS 1505.80, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, everybody. Mike Greenberg here. I'm a Northwestern alum. Are you ready to take your career to the next level? Northwestern University's MSc program is a one-year weekend master's program designed to advance your career while working full-time. You'll learn how to think strategically, how to be a more effective leader with critical communication management skills, and how to manage innovation and change in your workplace. Attend an open house on the Evanston campus Saturday, November 1st at 9:30 a.m. You can register at msc.northwestern.edu.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente. He's not here with us this week. I miss Vince, his little comments and jokes and stuff, but Vince couldn't make it this week. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, George Katsourilos, will be answering your phone calls. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of your items, and we'll give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. Or you can tweet me an item. Had a couple neat items tweeted to me during the week. Todd on Twitter tweeted a picture of an item. This was, I think this is cool. You probably don't even know these guys, but for Illinois residents, Bill, it's a baseball signed by Governor Pat Quinn and his challenger in this upcoming election, Bruce Rauner, both signed the ball. Apparently, it sounded like Todd somehow butted into a July 4th parade that they were both in and got them both to sign it. He tweeted a picture of it, and looks pretty cool to me. That's got to be worth at least $100, don't you think?
Oh, I think if not more. I mean,
yeah,
at
least.
Would be, who signed it second?
Well, Governor Pat Quinn is on the sweet spot, so.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see, I guess, who wins, you know? But they're both on there, and it's a pretty highly publicized election, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that one. And then we also got a tweet from Nomenclature. He pulled from Topps Heritage Minor League Baseball, which is kind of an underrated product, pretty cool product. Looks like 65 Topps Baseball in the design. He got a mystery draft redemption. I don't think it's actually for, it's just the number two. I'm not even sure who it is yet, but they're selling for like $20 or $25 on eBay right now. You never know who or what that turns out to be. Sometimes those can turn out to be better than people originally think. So if they're only selling for $20, might as well redeem it and see what you get. That's what I would do, I think, at that point. Mike from Frankfurt is online. What's new, Mike? What do you have?
Hi. When the Chicago used to have the banners of the championship team downtown, the one that was awarded for the third championship of the Bulls, awarded to Mayor Daley, he donated it to Catholic Charities. And so it's the banner with all of the signatures of the Bulls for that year, the third championship year.
And you have it now, Mike?
I have it, yep. I bought it at the Catholic Charities auction.
You know, isn't it amazing, Bill, how our listeners seem to end up with every banner that's ever, every sports banner that's ever hung in the city of Chicago? Our listeners now have
them. You guys are go-getters.
Yeah, that's good money, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, how big is this thing, Mike?
It's about 5 foot.
Five feet long?
Yeah, 5 feet long by about a foot and a half wide.
Oh, that's not as big as I would have thought. That's actually a pretty neat size.
Yeah, it's one that was hanging in front of Museum of Art, and then, you know, they took it down, and the Bulls signed it, awarded it to Daley, and then Daley is a, you know, big backer of Catholic Charities here in town. He donated it to the auction that year.
So is there paperwork from all those guys from the Bulls and from Mayor Daley along with it?
No, there's paperwork from Catholic Charities auction. That's where they got it.
Oh, so would he need anything else then, Bill, if you were going to
auction? You know, I would still get a JSA, a full JSA letter with it.
Yeah.
It helps. What you spend on that to accompany the other provenance that you have with it, Mike, would be the best money you'd ever spend if you ever decided to sell that thing.
Yeah. Now, you bought it in an auction. Would you pay a couple grand for it?
$1,500.
Yeah, I think probably that, I would think it'd have a good chance going $2,000 to $3,000. Don't you think, Bill? I don't know.
And I like the fact that it's not too big.
I do too, actually, because it's
not 20 feet by 15 feet, but in which case some guys come to me with things like that. I'm like, what the hell do you do with
that? Absolutely. That's right. Sometimes they are too big to put on the wall.
Yeah, Mike, if you're ever interested in selling that thing, gosh, I'd be happy to revisit including that in one of our auctions for you.
And they've got the December auction coming as the next one. One ends and another one follows quickly behind, right,
there
Bill?
You go.
Yeah, so, but anytime you can contact Ed Huggins and Scott is 866-462-2273.
Thank you.
All right. I got a kind of a funny email. This email is from George, and obviously news from the travel slowly in the Old West. He sends me an email about the Roy Rogers Museum in Branson, Missouri, closing, and a bunch of its contents were sold in an auction. Well, the museum closed in 2009, and I think the auction was slowly after that. So I guess they got this info from Pony Express, but it still had some really cool items in it. Now, Roy Rogers was known as the King of the Cowboys, a singer, a cowboy actor, one of the most popular Western stars of his era, born in 1911, died in 1998, married to Dale Evans, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They had TV shows, whatever. I mean, they were really popular back in the day. But some of the items that sold here, the 1964 Roy Rogers, I think it was actually a 63 Bonneville. They had it said it was a 64, but sold for $244,500. Now, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. That might be worth more than that now. Their horse, which I think they had the horse stuffed. I hope they didn't have Andy Devine stuffed also. But the horse Trigger, his saddle and bridle sold for $386,000. George, were you one of the bidders? And George is like, oh, yeah. George went out at $200,000 on that one. And one of Roy Rogers' cowboy hats sold for $17,500. So big money stuff there, Roy Rogers. And like I said, news travels slowly from the Old West. Randy from Wooddale's on the line. What do you have there, Randy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure, what's up?
I got a set of 1990 score NFL football playing cards and trivia cards with 16-player cards and one Magic Motion trivia card per pack. It's sealed, never open.
So you have the boxes of packs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1989 score was a good year. They made a lot of the 90 score, and those still aren't worth too much. I think you might have to be aged, Randy, before that's worth too much, don't you think, Bill? Some of the unopened product is going crazy. You have that one, the lady with the 75 Topps baseball boxes. That those have been going for thousands per box, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the 90 score, those are probably $5, $10 a box.
Yeah, even now, there really isn't much in them. And I think 89 score was so popular at the time with the Barry Sanders and Deion Sanders and Aikman rookies, all that stuff in there. And they made a ton of that 90 score. So it's pretty much everywhere. Mike from Sleepy Hollow, are you on the show, Mike, or is there really a Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow is just south of Algonquin.
Oh, okay. Very good. What's up?
Yeah, just north of Elgin.
Do you watch that Sleepy Hollow show? That's a little too funky for me. I'm not a fan.
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm more of a Twilight Zone type fan.
There you go. There you go.
So what's up? What do you have, Mike?
I've got three Brett Favre jerseys, each from each of the three teams he played with and signed on the number four.
No, I actually like having all three of those. I'm sure a lot of Packer fans just like to forget. Like in my mind, Michael Jordan only played for the Bulls. He never played with anybody else. But I think that's a good idea. Now, what do you think of the three of them together as a lot, Bill?
Well, I don't think I've ever run that. I mean, I don't know. When is Favre up for the Hall of Fame?
He should be in next year, I believe.
I think so. That might be the good time to sell those, Mike, when he starts getting in the news again. If it's something you are interested in selling, that would probably be the opportune time to market those.
Now, aren't they talking about having a retirement ceremony in Green Bay for his number?
Yep, next year.
Yeah, yep. Right around in that time frame, if you are going to sell him, I would think Packer fans will forgive him and they'll be gushing over him again. There were some pretty angry Packer fans with where he went. When he went to the Vikings, a lot of Packer fans weren't really happy with that. But I like the three of them together. Do you have them all displayed right now, or you just kind of have them tucked away?
No, they're all under glass.
Yeah.
They're all under glass, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. It's kind of a real quick story. We happened to sit down next to a gentleman the last year he played in Green Bay, and my daughter was a huge Brett Favre fan. I don't know why, because I'm a big Bears guy, but I took her up there. And Brett Favre would come in the offseason and do car commercials. This man owned three or four car dealerships down in Kiln, Mississippi, and we struck up a conversation. And at the end of each year, he would then have Brett Favre sign a jersey and send a FedEx it to us.
Oh, wow.
As he moved from team to team, one, two, is in 3 years in a row, actually.
Huh.
You know, he went 1 year to the Jets and then went right to Minnesota.
Now,
speaking of
the Bears, Mike, are you more confident about the Bears in Atlanta than I am? I was thinking if their linebackers were healthy, if their offensive line was healthier, I was starting to think I think they can do it. But, boy, with all the linebackers, if they're all hurting and the offensive line is still in trouble –
I agree with you 100%, except for the fact that I keep thinking about the San Francisco game. You know, I think it's time for Keller to earn his $54 million.
It really is.
The season's on the line.
Yeah.
The season is on the line, and Keller needs to step up and show that he is one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Well, right now he isn't. You know,
no, he's not.
Yeah, but,
he's not.
But yeah, he's... They can't be turning it over. You know, one good thing in the Bears' favor, the it looks like Hester's hobbled. I could have seen Hester just killing him like killed Lovey. Did you watch that game where Hester ran wild on that was a Thursday night game? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
On that turf in Atlanta, he looked so fast. If he's hobbled, that's an advantage going back to the Bears. I think they might have – you get the feeling this is one of those games where nobody thinks they're going to win, that, hey, maybe they put it all together. I sure – I keep saying every week, come on, Bears. They should be 4-1, don't you think? I mean, come
on. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
They're really frustrating this year.
I mean, to start the season losing to Buffalo, you just don't get that win back anywhere on the schedule.
No, and, you know, Buffalo's not that bad. I mean, but they had the game, last week's game. I mean, you have it. You can't blow that type of lead. I went to get a haircut. No. They were just getting ready to kick a field goal. I thought, okay, I'm going to whip over, get a haircut. They'll be up 24-7 at the half. I'll come back. It should be a good. They missed the field goals. I'm walking into the barber shop. They're giving up a touchdown. It's like, what is going right? As soon as I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, they're gonna blow this.
Yep.
And then that was brutal. Oh well. Okay, yep. Enough of our crying. We'll still watch. They still have a chance. All right.
Yep. There you go.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Next on the line we have Grant from Rogers Park. Or is it Roger from Grant Park? Which one is it?
How you doing this morning?
Hey, what's
it's
up?
Grant from Rogers Park.
Okay.
I have, I actually found it in the closet cleaning it out. I didn't even know I had it. It was Sammy Sosa signed baseball on official National League baseball.
You know, I think his signed baseball still do pretty well, not anywhere near what they used to do. But I would hang on to that, Grant, because I think you never know what's going to happen with him in the future. It seems like McGuire baseball still do pretty well. I would hang on to it and just see what happens. I don't know how the Hall of Fame's, if they're ever going to take these steroid guys in or what, but, you know, he had so many fans for such a long time. I would think there's always going to be some sort of a demand for his item, so I would hang on to it. And right now it's probably still around $100 or so. God, at one point, at the peak there, McGuire and Sosa stuff was so hot, right, Bill?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I remember a 9 McGuire rookie, just a 9 selling for $900 at that time. It was like, whoa. Yeah, their stuff was on fire. But I'd hang on to it, and you never know, especially if you like Sammy, just hang on to it, display it. I wouldn't really sell it right now. Joe from Chicago, what do you have there, Joe?
Yeah, hi there. Good morning.
Hi.
I have a signed baseball by the whole St. Louis Cardinal baseball team with Stan Musial on there. I'm not sure if it's the late 50s or early 60s.
Well, Musial wasn't on their 64 championship team. 63, I think he retired. They didn't have a championship in that time frame, did they, Bill? I don't think the Cardinals did.
I don't remember if they did.
But there's still some good names. I guess it depends who all is on it. Maybe send some pictures, Joe. Either T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID or email Tom at tcrowntom.com, and we'll look at it and try to figure out the year and give you an idea of the value.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. It's time for another short break here. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away 3 boxes of cards worth over $200 to one caller or tweeter. You could tweet a message at T Crown Tom with a picture. And if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing, or call 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. So hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, fantasy football fans, football season is heating up. And who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? It's probably the best part of the season. Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. This is next-level fantasy football. Every week is a whole season at FanDuel. You play for real money, and winners get immediate cash payouts. There's no season-long commitment, so you only play when you want. Plus, you can play in fantasy football leagues for as little as $1. Nothing beats the excitement of living out a whole season of fantasy football in just 1 week. Every week is a chance to win big at FanDuel. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. But hurry, offer ends this Friday. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the promo code TOUCHDOWN74. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code TOUCHDOWN, the number 74.
Fill up on values worth falling for all October at Subway. Like the Mondelicious Meatball Marinara Famous $5 Footlong and the fully loaded Black Forest Ham and Cheese $3 6-inch Select. As this month's $5 Footlong, the Meatball Marinara is bursting with Italian seasonings and our signature marinara sauce. And the Black Forest Ham and Cheese delivers half a foot of sweet and savory perfection as our $3 6-inch Select. Enjoy both all October long. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan. Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery wasn't here, can't make it this week, but Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions is on with us. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We got some neat ones on the line here, Bill, but I want a list of talk about a couple more items. The Huggins and Scott October auction ended just last week, and boy, some really good prices on things. You had another one of those 1980 Charlotte O's Police Orange Border Cal Ripken Jr. cards sell. Here's BVG 4.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Not great condition. $6,000, over $7,000 with the buyer's premium. It's like those cards are incredible what they go for.
I these guys, I guess people are finding out what we get for these things, and they keep calling us with more and more of them, but they're really hard.
Keep those cards and letters coming in, right,
Phil? There you go.
That Walter Johnson Rose Company postcards, SGC 55. I guess that's the highest graded one out there. With buyer's premium, that went over $13,000. Wow.
Oh, the lady emailed me about that yesterday. She 85 years old, she says, I was doing my happy dance.
I bet she was. And the Grover Cleveland Alexander single sign baseball with buyer's premium over about $7,700. That was a neat item. You don't see those every day.
No, I think that's the first one we've ever had.
Yeah, that was cool. So now let's get to the calls here. Steve from Chicago, you have a Michael Jordan high school game worn jersey. Is that correct, Steve?
I don't know if it's a game-worn jersey. I don't think it's a game-worn jersey. I picked it up over at U.S. Cellular at a silent auction. It's a Laney. They said 180 of them were made. I had, like, number 17, I think it was, out of 180 jerseys.
Did he sign it?
Yeah, he signed it.
Okay, I guess that would be... Have you ever seen those, Bill? I wonder about the authenticity of the signatures on that one, huh?
Well, generally when they do an edition like that or a release of 100 and some, I would hope they...
You would think they'd be
through
real.
...the proper channels to get them all signed as opposed to in somebody's basement or anything.
Yeah, but, right.
No, I want to say that I've seen those North Carolina jerseys signed before, and then they're, you know, 500 to 1,000 or more sometimes.
Yeah, well, and this one's a high school jersey.
No, this is Laney.
Yeah, I've never seen high school jersey before. I would think there probably aren't many of those out there.
Well, I guess there's 180, right?
Yeah, and that might
be it.
Yeah, so I would think that would do over 1,000.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I thought he said North Carolina.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, how much did you pay in the auction for it? And how long ago?
It was a silent auction over at a Sox game at U.S. Cellular. We were at U.S. Cellular, and they were going for, I think I picked them both up for $1,500 total.
Okay, so you got a high school and a college for that.
No, I got a high school and a Bulls.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal. I like that. Yeah, and especially, you know, with the right authentication, that's awesome, Steve. Now here's another one. One of my customers at T-Crown has a signed card, a single signed card from every Super Bowl winning quarterback. Now, Joe from South Bend has something different here. Tell us what you have, Joe. I like this.
Well, it is a football. It's an autographed football, a white panel one. And I've got every quarterback that has won a Super Bowl from Super Bowl 1 to 31, except Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? He's like the guy who was doing the cards had trouble finding a Hostetler autograph. You got to get him on there, Joe.
I've tried. I've actually gone down to Morgantown twice, and both times he was out of town.
Oh, boy. Now, who's the last one you have on there then?
Well, the last one would be Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, okay, when the Packers won. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, boy. I would, first off, I'd keep going with as many of as possible, and I also would never, just make sure you never get anybody else on that ball. Don't mess it up by getting, I like this one quarterback. But what do you think with just one for the first 30 quarterbacks, 31. Except Hostetler, that's got to be some bucks, huh, Bill?
I don't know that there's been ever one sold like that.
No. Now, is Unitas considered... Is he
No,
he was not on there. That's right.
Earl Morrill is.
That's right. That's right. And Unitas came and played at the end when they lost to the Jets also.
Yes.
Yeah, so he wouldn't be on that ball. But, boy, yeah, that's...
You got guys like Mark Rippon and...
Doug
Williams.
Yeah, there's some big names on there, too. Now, when did you start doing that?
Probably the early 1990s.
Yeah, I like that.
And, it was something like as simple. I got Doug Williams when he was coaching for Navy, and he came over to Notre Dame, and they were going through a walk-through practice, and I just walked up to him and got him to sign it. And, some crazy things like that, just how I got him.
So are you going to sell it, or are you going to keep going with it and keep trying to add on to it?
Well, really, there's only probably room for Jeff Hostetler, and that would be about it. they've taken up a lot of space.
Yeah, I bet.
And I originally just wanted to go. I figured, well, I started with a Packer, and I ended with a Packer. Start with Bart Starr
and
Brett Favre, the first 31. And
have a Bear on there, too, Jim McMahon, right?
Yeah, Jim McMahon is there, yes.
There you go. Yeah, that's nice.
Jay Cutler on there, yes.
No, Jay Cutler's not on there.
No Cutler.
Be quiet, Bill. Maybe he'll be on there. I don't see it happening this year, that's for sure. But hey, who knows? You never know. Okay. Well, if you think you're going to sell it, I'm sure Huggins and Scott would want to auction that for you.
Yeah, I thought it might be worth a couple dollars, but I was curious what they might think it might be worth.
I would venture to say you got to be looking at in the $1,000 range, if not more.
I could see that breaking a couple grand pretty easily.
Yeah.
I mean, who has that? There aren't people that have that.
The guy who sells it, the first one who sells it, if there's other people who've done it, the first one gets the most money.
Yeah, you've got to get Hostetler's email and get that taken care of and get it in the December auction there, Joe, while the football season's still going.
There you go.
All right, take it easy. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Chris from Orland Park. What do you have there, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I got a signed football with Dan Hampton, the newly Hall of Fame Richard Dent, and Steve McMichael that I got at a store opening. And I am friendly with Dan Hampton, and he took me to a Cubs game where he was throwing out the first pitch, and he sang the seventh-inning stretch, and I got the Ron Santos signed baseball.
Oh, that's cool. So now on the football, I guess you'd probably want to get the fourth lineman because McMichael.
I know, Logan Perry.
Yeah, because as McMichael was a great player, but not being a Hall of Famer, you probably would have been better just with Dent and Hampton. But now that you have McMichael on there, why not try to get Perry, too? That would be good.
I thought about that.
I would think you're probably still, $150 to $200 with, just with the three of them. The Santos single-sign baseball in nice shape, I think that's $75 to $100 probably in Chicago at a store.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah, because I still have the
I still have the game ticket. I didn't have a picture or anything taken, but I got the game ticket off.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, I have a Billy Williams signed ball in a T-Crown. I think it's only $50, actually. So, yeah, you'd be surprised. You know, some of the guys that were around the area for a long time and were willing signers, there's a lot of them out there, and they don't go for all that much. Right, Bill?
Yeah, well, when these guys, the nicer they are, unfortunately, the less some of their stuff sells for. If they were real, SOBs or something and didn't sign much, but then who wants their item?
Yeah, right. The only way they want them is if they were just such a great player and people don't know they're like that, I suppose. Or sometimes if it's a great player, they'll want their stuff anyway. But, I mean, speaking of that, look at what the Reggie Jackson... Not to say anything about Reggie Jackson, but his 1967 Instructional League signed game-used helmet, $2,200 that went for in your auction. You know, that was a neat item. I thought that looked really cool.
Yeah, it had great provenance with it.
Yeah, that was neat. Now, remember we were talking a couple times on the show about the George Washington signed Free Frank and the Thomas Jefferson signed Free Frank. Including buyer's premium, the Washington sold for over $9,000 and the Jefferson over $4,000. So I would imagine, is that about what you expected on those? I mean, I would have had no idea what those would go for.
I come to find out that there were some Washington documents that were discovered recently, like 35 of them in some little nest egg set aside somewhere, which is sort of weakened the, if it could possibly be done, the Washington market for those right now, because they were, Washington signatures were getting upwards of 10,000 to 15,000, but I think there has been an influx of those in the market in the last year or so, which has caused a little bit of price settling.
Yeah, that isn't that weird that all of a sudden this.
Yeah, but
long
once
of a
those
time...
get absorbed, it'll be right back. You know.
Yeah, and I imagine at any one time, there's not really that many people looking for George Washington signatures. You know.
Well, when you get into $10,000 and $20,000 items, there's not a lot of people that can afford them.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning taking your questions or about the value of your collectibles. And you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. It looks like we got something on Twitter here from Jeff from Highland. This is a neat-looking Chicago Bears pennant that he has. It's a 50s Bears pennant. Is there any particular 50s Bear pennant that stands out in your mind as more valuable, or are most of them like in the $50 to $100 range?
I think you're right, most of them. I mean, if you could find one that had names on it, a scroll of the names or something like that, those may bring more.
Yeah, this is kind of a neat-looking one. Jeff, I'd like to have it on the wall at T-Crown, I can tell you that. Pennants, yeah, unless there's some sort of a short print or some sort of a weird thing about them, they don't go for typically all that much. Tim from Midlothian has an interesting item. Let's see, Tim's on line 4, I think, here. What do you have there,
Hey, good
Tim?
Good morning, guys. Happy Sunday and Sub it is Saturday, as usual, huh?
Oh, yeah. So what's new?
Hey, I got a 1927 World Series bat. It's a Babe Ruth mini bat.
Whoa. Cool. Now, how was this a bat that was at the 27 series that you had to get it there, or how did you get it? I mean, how did people get it at the time?
I think they got it at the game, was my understanding back in the day, and it says Babe Ruth, and it's... There's this is like an ink stamp or something like that on it. The Babe Ruth is engraved in it, I think, and it's stamped. It says World apostrophe S Series 1927 World apostrophe S Series.
Wow, have you ever run one of those, Bill?
I know. I'd love to see a picture of it. Yeah, no, Tim, that's is it about 16 inches long or something?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Okay, Tim, we're not going to have to use the dump button on you, are we?
No, no.
They're here. We got people running the marathon, a nice, clean, living day, and we got Tim messing up the airway.
Sorry. I just love having fun and putting a smile on people.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think? I can probably send a picture to T Crown or something?
Yeah, why don't you do that, Tim, and then we'll try to give you an estimate. It sounds pretty cool, but we'll have to do a little research on that.
That's great.
Have a good afternoon, Tim. I'll tell you, Bill, it's Sunday morning. You just never know what's
right.
Bill from Lake Zurich. Now, here's an interesting item, a single sign baseball you don't really see every day. Bill, tell us what you have.
Hi, guys. How are you? So I was at the Sox game a couple of years ago, and Jesse Jackson was sitting down front, and so I kind of creeped on him and followed him to the washroom and got him to sign a baseball.
Okay. Now, you used to see him sitting there on television a lot. You could see him in the background there, yeah.
Right. You know, political figures love to sign baseballs. And,
yeah.
It was interesting because his two bodyguards actually emptied the restroom at Sox Park, so he was the only one in there. So when he came out, it was, you know, they wouldn't let anybody, like, come around. I just kind of tossed the ball to him, and he gladly signed it. Well, but I figured, you know, God bless, when he passes on, the value may go up.
I'm glad you at least weren't at the urinal when you got it there. Have you ever had a Jesse Jackson? I'm thinking over 100 on that. Do you think, Bill?
Oh, I would venture to say for sure, yeah. No, I don't think I've ever seen a Jesse Jackson sign baseball. Did he have some nice signatures? Is it clear and readable, or is it scribble?
His flow is pretty good. It's large. It's not, it's not very small. It's a large signature, and it flows real nice. I mean, you can tell that it's his.
Yeah, cool. I think, I think that could be a couple hundred dollars. You know, I walked him one time at college. He was a big guy, looked like an athletic guy, actually. I walked right next to him. Warren from Naperville is on. What do you have there, Warren?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Listen, I was wondering if I could ask you about the possible worth of a baseball. My grandfather had it signed by a number of 1920 White Sox. That would be Ivar Swanson, Gabby Hartnett, Jimmy Dykes, Russ Venata. And then subsequently, he had it signed by Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ty Cobb. And then later on, my father picked up the signatures of Hank Aaron and Reggie Jackson.
Wow, this is really virtual, like a time machine of signed names on there. Now, anything with Ruth and Gehrig and Cobb on it is good. I've never seen one with that random of an assortment of names. You want to get, and how clean are like all the older signatures very easy to read, or are they really faded? Is the ball yellow or pretty clean, or how does it look?
The ball was more of a sepia, not really yellow, more of a sepia, and the signatures were extremely legible, easily readable.
Wow.
Babe Ruth's signature was in what do you guys call it, the meat area?
The sweet spot, yeah.
The sweet spot, yes, sir. And here's the story. When my father passed away, he gave the baseball to my brother. Now, my brother moved to Florida, and I've lost track of the baseball. I'm trying to...
I was going to say, if you live in Naperville, I'd like to have you bring it into to T-Crown. I could take some pictures, and we could let people see it, and we get a better idea of it. Without seeing it, if it is that nice, and if Warren can ever find it again. There's a lot of ifs in this one, Bill. But what do you think now? Let's just picture, try to picture in your mind what this might look like. What would you think with that random of an assortment of names on there?
You're probably looking somewhere in the $5,000 to $10,000 range.
Ooh, wow, that's higher than I would have thought. Warren, okay, this is your between now and Christmas, you got to find that baseball, Warren.
This is my personal holy grail, huh?
Yes, it is. Find it, bring it into T-Crown. We'll send it to Huggins and auction it, and you're in business.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We got time for one more quick one here. Let's see. Let's get on Lawrence from Indian Head Park. What do you have there, Lawrence?
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I got a 1991 Bulls pennant autographed by the whole team and Phil Jackson.
I like having Phil Jackson on with that. Now, what is it that they signed? A pennant?
Yeah, Bulls pennant.
Okay. Well, how do the autographs look on it? Are they all clean or?
Oh yeah, it's been framed since we got it, and it's in glass, and it's with Sharpie markers, like brand new, mint condition.
Have you had them authenticated yet?
I haven't. I got it at an auction back in 92 or 91.
Okay, yeah, they'd have to be authenticated, but I would think that's probably in a nice display. I'd probably have that at least 1,000 if I had it for sale at T-Crown, and you'd probably want to auction that too, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so that's absolutely a nice item, Lawrence. I like having Phil on with the Bulls team sign item.
Sure. You know, I've got one other item.
Oh, you know, we're in our last minute here, so give us a call back or tweet me. Give us a call back next week.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. All right, it's time to do. I've got all the names up on random.org, so it's time to randomize the winner of the 3 boxes of cards. Let's hit the randomize button here, and it's Todd from Twitter actually wins. Okay, Todd, you have to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and they will set something up to deliver the 3 boxes of cards right to your door. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, great auction in October. And don't forget, the next one runs from December 1st to December 11th, and you have time to get things in. And check out ercdelivery.com, on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicagoland area. Have a great week and a great Chicago Marathon. Talk to you later.